You are listening to Rantable, one of our greatest fears, which haunts us when we go into the world and socialize with others, is that we may, in our hearts, be really boring. But the good news, and a fundamental truth too, is that no one is ever truly boring. We will give you some tips on how to become a person that I guess can be called Mr. or Miss Popularity.
Very interesting. And I want to say, according to the dictionary, the definition of boring is causing weariness and restlessness through lack of interest. And I think that sentence has bored both He Yang and Ryan away.
No, got my attention.
Really?
Yes.
I think the first tip of being a person who's not boring is to not start a sentence with "the definition of boring in the dictionary is." And that's my first tip.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, okay, so we've got actually these kind of ways you can avoid being boring. The things that you do that actually are the most boring. So don't do these, is what I'm saying, okay? That's negative egocentrism, okay? So that's being negative and complaining, talking about one's problems. So basically, you know, you're always that person someone walks up to and they're like, "Hey, Ryan, how are you doing?" "I'm doing awful, man. Oh, my God. So today, again, Kelly took the water off my desk and I'm just getting so sick of it. And then, okay, then I didn't get on the train at the right time this morning and I got..." You're like, "Oh, my God. I'm sorry I asked you how you're doing." You know, you just want to skip that guy and never talk to him again. Banality, talking about trivial or superficial things. So it's like, "Oh, my God." And then basically someone who says a bunch of stuff and you're like, "Oh, my God, what was the meaning of that conversation? We literally said nothing. It was all trivial." Low effectivity, showing little enthusiasm, speaking monotone. So talking like this would be very boring. Probably you're... Don't turn off the dial, okay? We're still here. Roundtable's still here. We're not boring, okay? Tedious, talking slowly, taking a lot of pauses, this kind of thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Passivity, being that person that has no opinions. Ooh, self-preoccupation, talking only about yourself and how great you are, okay? Just seriousness. Don't be serious all the time. Have fun. Boring integration. Try to be funny, you know? Don't be that person that's always just, you know, trying to impress people in superficial ways. That's not cool, but be yourself. These kind of things are ways you can avoid being boring. Also, I was saying before the show, I think anytime you start a sentence, because, you know, New Hongland's like, if you start a sentence like this, you're Snoresville, all right? You're boring, all right? I think if you start a sentence like it's about to be the opening to a musical, like, "Hello, everybody," people will be like, "That guy's weird, but so interesting. Let's talk to him."
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting. That guy is real interesting. Yeah, I think that's a funny word. It could have so many meanings with different connotations. Yes, but certainly I think it's kind of important. I agree with you, Ryan, that you need to spot the symptoms and try to correct them.
Yeah.
So that is the first step in reversing that disease of being boring.
Yeah.
So let's go through the next steps of tips. How do you avoid? What do you need to do to not be boring?
I will stick to the script first, to telling people how to not be boring with these tips, but offer a little bit of my own, let's say, to say here. First, go exploring. And I think go exploring means you should go out and have some experience to share with people so they don't think you're boring.
Yep.
Next, share what you discover. Well, that's after the exploring part. And third, do something. Anything. That is kind of sad for people who are really don't know how to be interesting or fun. And also embrace your innate weirdness. That's I do all the time.
Thank you so much for that one. Okay.
You do that as well, right?
Yeah.
And also there's have a cause. Like if you don't give anything, if you don't care about anything, no one will care about you.
Just care.
Care is very important. But what I actually wanted to say here is that I don't think anyone is boring to everybody because different people have different interests in things. And let's take Ross from France, for example. He's a very nerdy person. He talks slowly and he talks with pauses all the time. But sometimes I think he's very interesting because he's knowledgeable. He can share you with weird dinosaur knowledge that I find interesting. So maybe if you do read a lot, do have your own experience, you will find the person who thinks you're not a boring person.
Yeah, you know, but looking at your tips, what if I said, hey, New Hong Lin, I went exploring in my bed and I found a pillow and now I'm going to go to sleep and this is what I tell you. And you're like, oh my God, this guy's so boring. He just lives in his bed. But maybe I talk to somebody else and they're like, oh my God, I live in my bed too. It's great. And what kind of bed do you have? I think it's all relative at the same time to personalities and how you see other people being boring or being awesome. You know, that's relative to who you are.
Yeah.
Let's say if I talk like this and I meet another person and we're just like, oh my God, let's talk for hours, you know, because we put each other to sleep and it's great. You know, these kind of things, I think it's all relative. I wouldn't say, you know, though we did have a kind of general list of things you should avoid, which are generally seen as boring, never try to be a people pleaser. That is, never try to be anyone
true.
But yourself, because you wake up every day feeling like you never did justice for yourself. You're chasing something that's not you. Your body wants to run this direction. You, your personality is this. Embrace it. Don't be ashamed of it. Make it your own. If people, some dude says you're boring, like, whatever, he's a loser. You're awesome, okay? And someday you're going to meet a group of people that are like, yes, we are awesome, and we all have this similar personality trait. But people will always have opinions about you, your personality, whether you're boring or not. I tend to actually be a pretty serious person in my personal life. When it comes to stuff, I get, you know, not serious in a bad way, but I definitely like to make sure that the things that happen in my life are taken with a grain of salt, you know? I don't think that makes me boring. And, you know, sometimes maybe I am... what else am I? I'm probably a couple other things on this, you know? And so I don't think that makes me a boring person. I think you are who you are, and that's all relative. Don't get bent out of shape about it.
Totally. And also, I do have one little tip for you. That is, if you don't want to be a boring person, maybe you should read more and know more stuff and maybe travel more. Just explore the world as well as you explore your inner self.
Yeah, actually, just a small little personal anecdote here. I know someone who reads a lot and travels and has a pretty important job. I hope he's not listening to the show right now. Well, anyhow, I think I would say this guy has very little charisma. Maybe zero charisma. Actually, well, if he's not listening, I know you're not listening, then anti-charisma. Do you know why? That is because of the way he speaks and the way you present your ideas and not having the ability to read the room. So sometimes when you say someone is boring, that is sort of just putting that tag on a person when this person could be interesting if he got those things fixed.
Let me jump in here. Because actually, I think those people are great. The ones that can't read the room, they make it so interesting because they just do the craziest stuff. You know, you're like, did that guy really just say that? Like, oh my God, he did. And he's like engaging this other dude and oh my God, what's next? These people make things so interesting. Sometimes the ones that can't read the room are the ones you want to watch because you're like, I would never do that, but this guy did it. And sometimes I think those are the people that I just think it's all relative. So
I think I want to be popular, not to be laughed at.
Yeah, and also one thing I found out as we grew older, that is, boring or not, it doesn't matter that much. Once you grow out of the teenage years, and I think it's important to realize that you don't need to please anyone but yourself.
And guys, if you're listening to the show, chances are you're awesome and not boring, so don't even worry about it.
Totes.
Yeah, well, at least you've got Roundtable to show off.
Yeah.
People. Yeah, I'm a cool Roundtable listener. You are listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show.